Ultimately, that was exactly what they did, prompting Post to do something anyone who knew him would have described as uncharacteristic. Fast as his legs could carry him, he ran for the pedestrian walkway, then for his roofless airspeeder, which was parked only a level up and close to the lot exit. Hurling himself over the vehicle's doors, which didn't work in any case, he settled at the controls and hit the ignition button. A short line of similar repulsor lifts was queued at the exit, so he shot for the entrance, ignoring the synth voices of two security droids and the strobing flashes of recording cams. The speeder's vertags were counterfeit, so who cared? By the time he had sped around the lot and maneuvered into the restricted air traffic lanes that accessed the hovercat platform, it was obvious that a melee was in progress. Beings were scattering in all directions, security droids were rolling in, and the sirens of police vehicles were wailing in the distance. When the crowd parted briefly, Post caught a glimpse of the newcomer leaping over the spread-eagled body of one of the goons, and the other one down on all fours scrambling for a blaster he'd apparently lost hold of, blood streaming from his nose. But the newcomer's handiwork, or footwork, or whatever he had used to incapacitate his assailants, hadn't left him in the clear. A showy Soro sub airspeeder whipped past Post, then cut him off and came to a sudden stop at the edge of the platform. Two humanoids, one an Itachi, clambered out of the passenger nacelle, gleaming weapons in hand. Spotting them, the newcomer whirled and dashed for the far side of the hovercab payment booth. The black attaché case was gone. Post saw his chance and made the most of it. Swerving around the idling Soro sub, he pulled up past the booth just as the newcomer was emerging from the crowd, scarcely winded and professionally alert.
"Get in!"
Post shouted. He jerked a thumb over his shoulder.
"You've got more coming!"
The newcomer hesitated, but only for a moment. Hurdling the door, he landed adroitly on the speeder's bench seat. "You have a blaster?" Post lifted the front of his shirt to reveal the Forshaw's Galactic F7 tucked into the waistband of his trousers. In a lightning-fast motion, the newcomer snatched and activated the small weapon and raised it to Post's temple. "You'd better not be part of this."
"I'm your way out,"
Post said, wide-eyed. The newcomer squinted. "What's this, your good deed day?" Behind them, three of the assailants were hurrying toward the landspeeder, leaving their unconscious comrade to fend for himself. Farther away, two police vehicles were attempting to maneuver through a logjam of skimmers and hovercabs.
"What are you waiting for?"
Still trying to get past the newcomer's initial remarks, Post froze for an instant, but it didn't matter. The newcomer shoved the throttle forward, snapping Post's head back against the rest and almost yanking his hands from the steering yoke. Rebounding, Post saw that the newcomer had his bloody-knuckled left hand clamped on the yoke and that he was already steering them into the thick of traffic. Speeders to both sides veered and collided. Air traffic on Narshada was often compared to that on Coruscant, but with one major difference. Where on the capital world, rude driving earned you a few curses or filthy gestures, on the smuggler's moon, drivers frequently replied with blaster bolts and joined the chase. Berating himself for having gotten involved, Post tried to wrestle the controls back.
"I'm still making payments on this thing."
The newcomer refused to remove his hand.
"Whatever you're paying's too much."
"Who's rescuing who?"
"That remains to be seen."
The first of the pursuer's blaster bolts crackled past Post's head, and he slumped deeper into the seat.
"Drive,"
the newcomer said, hauling him upright.
"Don't let yourself get distracted."
Post glanced at him in disbelief.
"You're firing at us in case you didn't notice?"
"If they wanted me dead, they would have killed me on the platform."
"Then maybe you should talk to them."
"Only on my own terms."
The newcomer pivoted on the seat and took aim on the Soro sub. The vehicle swung out of the line of fire, slammed into a smaller airspeeder, and bounced back into the traffic lane.
"Turn here,"
the newcomer said, motioning with his free hand.
"It's one way!"